Hey, Song Surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend John. Song Surfing is a bi-weekly playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few others, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Song Surfing is now a part of the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Visit thelincolnlodge.com to explore the other shows on the network and to learn more about the venue's planned reopening. We'll be bouncing around the globe on this episode, and I'll be playing tunes from Montana, Argentina, Iceland, Sheffield, Toronto, Tokyo, and of course my hometown, Chicago. Let's go surfing.
Saludos, amigos. This is Garrett with Los Marvelitos, and we are excited to share a brand new tune with you called Let's Take It Back. This song responds to the idea of going back to the good old days, but asks, just how far back should we go? Perhaps we should think about different time scales and reconsider our subjective relationship with time. Let's Take It Back was recorded in mid-2020 at a local theater. They were developing a live performance and interview series to reach online audiences during the pandemic. Our new EP, Live at the Myrna Loy, features selections from that session, and it is now available on most major digital platforms. We hope you like it.
Stick around, then you will see it again. Let's take it back to the seasons of wonder. Can't feel a thing with the spell that I am under. Side to side, and your glance catches mine. They say you
So much space. living my love to get home. I thought the pointy hat would protect me from the sun, like a carrot upside down, but it's more like a yam. Some days, all I want to be is a nightshade root. Don't need to worry about you. I thought that as an eggplant I could sit all day, keep my anxieties at bay. But it's like Baba Ganoush. To jiggle like I belong in a nursery song, but it's got no rhythm here. Some days, all I wanna be is a worker bee. Don't even have to know me. I thought it might be nice to have a queen I can grace, bask in royal embrace, but it's just pinball and chain.
I'm Clara Engel, and this song is called Night Tide. It's from my new album, A New Skin. The song takes its title from the film of the same name, which is actually Dennis Hopper's first starring role. I would really recommend watching it. It's pretty great. However, the seed for the song was planted well before that when I read The Year of Magical Thinking by Joan Didion. And I see the song as kind of having one foot in a dream world and one foot in a very painful real world. Persephone also makes an appearance, or the queen of the underworld.
What's so different about the drown? Seeing them walking the sinew and the bone.
What's up, everybody? This is No Repeat, a music podcast where we pick three songs every week with no repeats and no do-overs to create a perfect playlist for every occasion life throws at you.
And to help curate the playlist, we take listener suggestions from songs that take over the world to best karaoke songs.
And finally, to wrap up the whole package, we do notable B-sides, which are songs that were oh so close to being picked, but just didn't make it.
Learn about three new songs every week on our podcast, No Repeat. Available everywhere you get podcasts.
Hey, Song Surfers, we're back. First up in the block was Let's Take It Back from Los Marvelitos from their just-released EP, Live at the Myrna Loy. Los Marvelitos are a Latin-influenced roots and folk band based in Montana. They specialize in blending tropical cumbias and borderland ballads with sounds more familiar to a northern audience. We heard from bandleader Garrett Smith, who grew up in New Mexico surrounded by the sounds of norteño, conjunto, and Tex-Mex rock and roll, and was later influenced by cumbia, which is a style popular throughout Latin America. Los Marvelitos translates these sounds with more familiar elements from folk, pop, jazz, and surf rock. The rhythm is anchored by bajo quinto, which is a 10-string Mexican guitar with upright bass and hand percussion. The members of Los Marvelitos are John Dendy, upright bass vocals, Greg Hayes, electric guitar vocals, Claire Pichette, percussion vocals, Justin Ringsack, mandolin, trumpet, vocals, Aaron Smith, percussion vocals, and Garrett Smith, bajo quinto, baritone bugle, and vocals. Gotta love a band where everybody sings. Makes for a very fun atmosphere to the recording. The melody pulled me in on that song, but I also like that you hear that melody quoted in different permutations by the horns and tremolo guitar. About the song, Garrett told me, the chorus gives a nod to a quote from Heraclitus. No man ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river and he's not the same man. So for me, that's a winning blend of thoughtful lyrics that reward more than just a surface level listen and clever ensemble arrangement. Los Marvelitos EP Live at the Myrna Loy is available for purchase on Bandcamp, and half of the sales go to supporting the Myrna Loy Theater in Helena, Montana. Second in the block, we heard Johnny FK with The Well from the EP The Well, which is available on Bandcamp as well. Johnny FK is a guitarist, poet, songwriter, and producer from London based in Sheffield. The EP explores themes of grief, connection, and lost connection. Johnny told me, the track grew after reading Haruki Murakami's novel, The Wind-Up Bird Chronicle, in which the novel's protagonist begins climbing down a dark, dried-out well. He begins to spend long periods of time sat at the bottom of the well in darkness to think, later having cross-dimensional experiences. Johnny recorded the track at home, and it features Henry Tufton, aka Sharps with Faces, who recorded bass and keys remotely. The groove and the bass line in particular really was a selling point for me on that song. Very cool stuff. The Well is available on Bandcamp, and really much of the music that is featured on Song Surfing is available on Bandcamp. This episode should be released just before Bandcamp Friday, which happens on the first Friday of every month. Bandcamp Fridays are days in which Bandcamp waives their commission, so the artists receive 100% of the sales. I hope that you buy some of your favorite music, and if you're able to, time your support for Bandcamp Fridays so you can have even more of an impact. Third in the block was If This Is the End by Boys vs. Girls from the album Boys vs. Girls. From their bio, fusing hip-hop, emo, alternative, and everything in between, Boys vs. Girls is a post-genre artist in an age and time where genre is becoming more fluid. Boys vs. Girls is the creation of Chicago-based singer, rapper, guitarist William Ramsey. The project was started in 2013 as Ramsey's ultimate pop project and love letter to popular music. Songs that range from toxic relationships with family, depression, love, and braggadocio, there is a little something for everyone. Boys vs. Girls' mission is simple, to save lives and make people who have felt invisible their whole lives to feel visible. About If This Is the End, William Ramsey told me, this song is written during the summer of 2020 and captures the apocalyptic feeling of that summer, where it honestly felt like the world, or at least the world as we knew it, was coming to an end. Song Surfers, give a listen to the entire Boys vs. Girls album. This song caught my ear because I love the chorus and the driving rhythm, but there really is an incredible amount of variety on the album as a whole. You'll find some trap beats, rock guitar, great grooves, and Ramsey is very versatile as both a singer and a rapper. After Boys vs. Girls was Miriam with Some Days I Am a Yam, from the album Afterwards. That's two words, Afterwards. Miriam's Bandcamp bio simply reads, sings in the rain, records in the kitchen. Miriam also told me that their kitchen sometimes serves as percussion. Love the clarity to Miriam's voice and the gentle flowing nature of the recording. And if you listen closely, there are a number of interesting lines in the lyrics. After Miriam was Clara Engel with the song Nighttide from the album A New Skin. Clara Engel is an independent Toronto-based artist whose music has been described as minimalist, holy blues, and folk noir. About the just-released album, Clara told me, I've pared my songs down to their essences. The instrumentation is just voice, cigar box guitar, electric guitar, melodica, and harmonica. I recorded and mixed the album at home during the lockdown. Song Surfers, I'll add that the entire album is excellent. It's atmospheric, and there's a poetic nature to the lyrics. And I'm a fan when artists try some different modes of instrumentation. I think you're getting that about me. On my Bandcamp profile, I put that I'm a fan of weird guitar, but I just like, you know, like non-traditional instrumentation. If an artist goes in a non-standard direction with it, like the cigar box guitar, the melodica, that's the 5 stars in my book. In case you missed it, there's a Song Surfers mailing list you can join for occasional news from the world of song surfing. I'm giving away stickers to U.S. listeners who sign up, but everyone is welcome, and I hope you join. Info for that can be found at songsurfingpodcast.com, as well as on the Facebook page. Speaking of which, if you're not already following Song Surfing on Facebook and Instagram, come on over. You can find both by searching Song Surfing Podcast, all one word. If you like the songs that you're hearing on Song Surfing, take the next step and help spread the word about your favorite songs and artists. Share their Bandcamp or streaming platform links on social media. Tell some of your friends about it or buy some merch. You can find links to all the artists' music and websites by visiting the show notes section at songsurfingpodcast.com. And I've also linked to that in the show notes that you should be able to see in your podcast player. All right, let's get into some more music. First up in the second block, we're going to listen to Inge Bjarne with the piece Kanski Blues from the album Tenging. From his bio, Inge Bjarne is an Icelandic pianist composer creatively seeking to shun boundaries in style or genre. He builds collaborations that challenge and excite, including projects with friends and colleagues in the Scandinavian countries he has lived in. He produces original works informed by jazz tradition, Nordic folk song, and electronica. He is inspired by the people he interacts with in daily life and also the wonders of the natural environment. Musically, he's influenced by pianists Keith Jarrett and Herbie Hancock and has studied under Misha Alperin, Anders Jormann, and many more. In spring 2020, he received 5 nominations for the Icelandic Music Awards for his quintet recording, Tenging, I sure hope I'm saying that right, and was rewarded as the most promising Icelandic jazz artist. About the piece, Inge Bjarni told me, Kanski Blues is Icelandic and translates to maybe blues, since the harmony hints at common blues harmony, but isn't really a blues. Here is Inge Bjarni with the piece Kanski Blues from the album Tenging. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Sebas from Monos de la China, Buenos Aires, Argentina. We are very pleased and happy to have our music playing here. You are going to listen to Lo Bueno, which is the good one. I hope you'll enjoy it. And if you like it, you can hear all our music on Spotify or YouTube. Sebas from Monos de la China.
Atravesar tu infierno de principio.
Hey, Song Surfers, we're back. We just listened to Inge Bjarne with Kansky Blues. I love the groove on that one. And to my ears, Bjarne strikes a good balance between more key-based melodic playing and adventurous tension notes. After Inge Bjarne was Los Monos de la China with Lo Bueno from Desarmar a Plan Perfecto. Los Monos is a powerful five-piece from Buenos Aires. Sebastian from the group told me the song talks about letting in the good into ourselves, into our souls, and that in order to achieve that, we need to cross hell and a lot of other experiences before. That song really takes you on a journey, and I love it has an ending that sounds redemptive. It really ties into what Sebastian told us about the song. Very cool. I want to thank all who've reached out so far on Facebook, Instagram, and email. Special thanks to Derek Smith for giving me some valuable feedback on the show. Keep an eye out for a special edition of Song Surfing with Friends in which Derek will be playing some of his favorite songs by independent artists. You also want to keep an eye on the feed for a soon-to-be-released interview that I did with Cassidy Watts. Thanks for listening to Song Surfing. If you'd like to reach out with any comments or suggestions, you can email the show at songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks to Josh Ween for letting me use the song Living in a Fishbowl as the theme music for the show. You can find Josh's music on Bandcamp by searching his artist name, Ween Solo, spelled W-I-E-N-S-O-L-O. See you next time.